Welcome, everybody. Share number 1330, and the writing is share number 482, 482, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so in the last share, we spoke about the two different opinions. Getting back to the Negel Vasa, we were off on a little bit on a different subject, but be it as it may, well, getting back to the Negel Vasa, we spoke about the two opinions last share, in reference to the Rush and the Rajba. The question we ended off was, when do we make the bracha? When does one actually make the bracha? So the washing itself must be done as soon as one wakes up in order to remove the ruach ra, right? To remove the impure spirit, you have to wash three times, right, left, right, left, right, left, with a kli, l'chatchila anyways, but then you want to, and that gets rid of the ruach ra. So that's not the question. The question is, when do you make the bracha? Some opinions state that one should make the bracha in the Tehillas Adayim together with the other brachas in the morning. In other words, basically, when you're ready to daven, together getting ready for davening, which is the sheet of the rush, which we spoke about last time, that you should make it when you're ready to go daven. That's when you make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah, but the problem is, it's a question of a hefsek over there and so on. So the Mishnah Berurah states this could only be done, if one is going to shul right away without any interruption, because in fact it's going to be a major interruption. So if they're going to be reciting all the brachas immediately without any interruptions, and then that will be fine. The problem arises is that if one wakes up early and they wash their hands and then they get to go learn, it's going to be still an hour till they go to shul or whatever the case is. So that's where it becomes a little bit of a problem. According to the Rajba, really you could make the bracha right away. And the Bir Halacha, actually off a tangent for a minute, the Bir Halacha talks about the fact that the fact that even if you according to the Rajba, who says that we're a new creation and we wash our hands just like the Kayan, getting ready for the Avodah and so on. So says the Rush. According to the Rajba, the Bir Halacha explains that if we say the bracha of Asher Kedishanu, the Netilas Adayim later on together with the other brachas, there's room to be making with that because it's a bracha like the other brachas Hashachar. But according to the Rush, it's a little bit more. This is how the Bir Halacha explains it. According to Rush, it's a little bit more of a pressing need to say it before tefillah because of the fact that the washing, the bracha is on going on tefillah. The washing and the bracha is for the tefillah. Again, the washing in the morning you're doing right away to get rid of the ruach ra. But according to the Rush, you're washing before each tefillah to get ready for tefillah for davening. Your hands are dirty, whatever the case is. So according to the Rush, you make it before tefillah, right? But according to the Rajba, technically, it could be done together with the other brachas, like we do today. We say all the other brachas together. Birchas Hashachar. It used to be years ago. The Gemara talks about when one woke up. At different parts, they said the different brachas, whatever the case is. But today, we say it all together. So this could really be like one of the brachas. That's what. And the Bir Halacha brings that from the Beis Yosef. If there's room to work with that, so it's a little bit more pressing of a need, according to the Rush, that it should be done as close as possible. So the bottom line is the Mishnah Berurah does bring from the Chayyadam. It's also the Grah holds like that, he says, then the case where one is not going to be davening right away, for example, one wakes up early in the morning, they'll be saying tillim, they'll be learning or something like that, sometimes slichas, whatever the case might be, the best thing to do, he says, is to, when they use the bathroom right before they're going to daven, at some point before davening, the closest to the davening, right, obviously then you wash your hands, you come out, and then you make the al netilas yadayim, then you make the netilas yadayim, you make the asher yatzar, and Mishnah Berurah says also to make elikai nesham over there. So that's the best way to go about doing this. Like this, you come out in both ways. It's good according to the Rajba because the Beis Yosef says it's part of the Birchas HaShachar. And according to the Rush, you want to do it for tefillah, as close as possible for tefillah. So in that case, the Bracha Netilas Adayim should be recited. Also, the Mishnah Berurah talks about, it's a good thing to say it with the other Birchas HaShachar also, as you go into davening. That's the best way to do it. We'll talk about, that's as far as the Ashkenazim. I do want to mention that in reference to the Sfaradim, they do it, the Mechaber does say, all this, by the way, is brought down in Simen Vav, Sifkatan Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Ches, Tes, and the Laws of Daily Living, page 22. According to the Sfaradim, the Mechaber himself actually says they should really wash right away. They should make the bracha right away. So the Sfaradim, there are major Sfaradish Paiskim that do say that Lamaisa, that's how the Sfaradim should do, to the Mnei Sfarad. The Mnei Sfarad should say the bracha right away, right after they wash. But the Mnei Ashkenaz should go with the chayyad. And we'll get into this in the, I have another shir coming up in reference to the B'nai Sfarad, explaining a little bit better, but the B'nai Ashkenaz definitely should go in conjunction with the chayyad and the girl, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down, to do it as close as possible to the tefillah. Thank you for davening. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry. Thank you for listening. Aslocha umbracha b'chol inyanim kol tov.